project is a project that has been approved by the Global Environmental Fund. The name of the project is Developing Good Environmental Practices for Managing and Disposal of Hazardous Materials Found in EWS across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Now, that might sound like a lot, but it's not really hard. Your cellular in your hand, your television, your old computer, old radio, these things that you would normally dump at the side, you know, or put for the white garbage as the solid waste management unit does. We are going to be training some people here how to properly recycle these products, because a lot of people are not aware that they contain what is known as POPs, which is persistent organic pollutants, and they are very dangerous to our health and our water stream, and St. Vincent needs to do some work in this area. I was particularly concerned during the floods of December 2013 when I saw the amount of radios and computers and so on that were washing the river and so on, and in those very units contain those chemicals that we really need to make sure does not enter our water stream.
This homogeneous material now has far greater compaction qualities and load bearing capacity. During this process, the material is laid immediately back into place, already leveled and ready to be compacted. After the pre-planned length of roadway has been zipped, it is then thoroughly compacted with a vibratory roller. Even at this premature stage, the road feels like you're on a new road, like a highway. The road is now ready for tack coating with special water base oil. The final top coat of asphalt is now placed, and the restoration work of the road is complete.